TK and Berkey with you on the Big Sports Breakfast. Time to talk a bit of soccer. Phil Moss is here in the studio. Good morning, good sir.
Morning, Berkey. Morning, TK.
You're ready for your... You've done your morning coffee? Ready
no, not yet. I need the kick.
Ready to yell at the boys down at training?
You got a little short black, wouldn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Done and dusted.
That's the European flavour.
Yeah. Thank you, man.
Yeah, exactly right.
Wasn't hard to guess that.
I have the need.
Now, Matty Ryan. Howler. Socceroos. What's going on?
Poor bugger.
Yeah, Matty... obviously signed for Brighton in the EPL. They got promoted and they had a friendly against Atletico Madrid and he conceded a goal that he'll want to forget very, very quickly. It went straight through his hands in a 3-2 loss a week ahead of the opener. But what I'll say about Matty Ryan is this. I've never known a goalkeeper to bounce back from a mistake so well as this kid does. And very early in his career up at the Mariners, in fact, in his debut game, it was a pre-season against Sydney FC, funnily enough, tried to play the ball across his area, played it straight to, I think it was Alex Brosk, who scored with a tap-in. That was Matty Ryan's first touch as an A-League player. And we all know where he went from there.
Yeah,
it was like a skyrocket. But yeah, he'll bounce back no problem. He's got the backing of his manager. And I bet you he cannot wait to pull on the gloves against Manchester City this weekend in the EPL opener. What a game to start with, Manchester
City. How exciting.
Fantastic.
Did he get lobbed in one of our games for the Socceroos, Matty Ryan? You know, because that was the instructions of Ange, like, to play way out. I questioned you about it, I think.
Yeah.
He was 30 yards out of his off his line and
got caught out.
They lobbed one over the top, but Ange wasn't upset because, what do they call it, playing forward.
Well, you're going to stop 9 goals out of 10. You might concede one from halfway. But, Matty has a very aggressive starting position as a goalkeeper. He's redefined the sweeper keeper role for Australian football, and a lot of that's down to his coaching from John Crawley at the Mariners, who's had him since a young boy. But here's the mistake here on Sky Racing One, and it's not something he'll want to remember. And
that's a stone cold drop, isn't it?
I feel for him because the way the boys hit the ball these days, they hit it flush. So I'm giving you the technical stuff now. You can hit it flush. You hit the flat foot flush, and you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
Wossie.
Absolutely.
And the ball just stays, and it just it rotates through the air. It doesn't spin properly.
Berkey, the balls are designed these days to swerve in the air. So it's not just coming off the boot. It's actually the actual design of the balls.
What was the one? The Jumbo Wumba. What was that one a couple of years ago?
He
used to fly everywhere, but straight.
Cut him some slack. It's one mistake.
That's all right.
He'll be fine. That's my whole point.
If he does it again, I don't think his coach is going to be so...
No.
When he goes to coach, they design the balls and they kick it with
go
spin.
And talk to and Adidas.
Goes, hey, mate.
And I'm telling you now, if I'm his coach, I'm saying that's great. You got that out of your locker.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
The week
that was
before
a rubbish
the EPL
exhibition
starts.
Game. So I'm going to go down. I want to try and find this game and get your thoughts, mate. Brighton Hove, $10. Man City, $1.28. That's about right, I guess,
It's a massive game. Well, Manchester City, I mean, you know, if you look at Pep Guardiola, he went trophyless last season for the first time in a million years. So, you know, he'll be fired up. And they've recruited well. They've got a very, very strong squad. They're up there amongst the absolute favourites for the EPL this season. So it's a tough one for Brighton to start with at home. But certainly one I know Matty Ryan will be absolutely champing at the bit to get out there and start the season off.
Money's not an issue, is it?
No, that's exactly right, isn't it?
For Man City.
Mate, we saw Arsenal got the charity shield the other day, but Alexis Sanchez might miss the start of the EPL.
Yeah, well, he's only just returned to training after representing Chile at the Confederations Cup. There's been a whole whirlwind of speculation around him, whether he's going to stay or go. Wenger has come out and said he'll probably miss the first game against Leicester this weekend, but the club has backed the manager to enforce Sanchez to see out the last year of his contract, which is huge news. And look, I'm a big one for body language, and I saw Sanchez run onto the field yesterday, when they won the Community Shield, celebrating his teammates. Everyone looked happy. He looked happy, massive smile on his face. So it does suggest that he will see out the final year, but there are still a few weeks to go of the transfer window. So, as we always say, where there's smoke, there's fire, and anything is possible.
Mate, there's lots of Everton fans out there. How are they going to go?
Yeah, look, Ronald Koeman, as we all know, that he got the massive scalp of Wayne Rooney back to his boyhood club. There's talk that he's very, very close to an $80 million deal for Swansea midfielder Gylfi Sigurdsson. And Sigurdsson is an Icelandic international, scored 27 goals in 106 games for Swansea, which is his current club, and 15 goals in 50 games for Iceland. So he's got a deadly set piece, Sigurdsson. So if he can land him, that'll make for a very good off-season for Everton. But, yeah, look, big things always expected of Everton. So be interesting to see how Koeman goes. And adding that dynamic of Wayne Rooney into that dressing room, I think, will be massive for the club.
Mm.
That is huge, isn't it? Absolutely huge.
And he always seemed to be the kicking boy, you know, particularly for England. His record for England was pretty good, wasn't it?
Phenomenal. Yeah. And phenomenal and for Manchester United.
He always seemed to get the blame when things went sour.
Yeah, that's right. Look, I think when Wayne Rooney sits down with his pipe and slippers on his rocking chair when he's a bit older, he may look back and say, I probably stayed at Manchester United for one or two seasons too long. But he did what he did. He's an absolute Old Trafford legend. And now he's back where it all began at Everton.
One of the blokes who was at that famous red shirt, Cristiano Ronaldo, named the squad, Real Madrid versus Man United.
Yeah, the UEFA Super Cup tomorrow morning. So this should be a cracker. It's the Champions League winners up against the Europa League winners. So it's Real Madrid against Manchester United. Ronaldo's only just returned to training on Sunday, following his, obviously, Confederations Cup with Portugal. And he's obviously in court as well, fighting those tax fraud charges. So big, and there was a lot of talk about him maybe wanting out of Spain because of that. So it'd be interesting to see if he plays. You would think, as he's only returned to training on Sunday, that if he does play, it'd be off the bench or not for long.
Doesn't look like a bloke who wouldn't get too unfit.
No.
Ronaldo. Well, he takes his shirt off at opportunity.
That's what I mean. Have a go
as you would.
Body ripped.
You used to do that in your day, didn't you?
Kind of like us, Berkey.
Exactly.
You know, he's got the same sort of stomach.
Same thing. Just a little bit of padding on mine. That was it.
So, mate, what happens here? So they don't play Wednesday and then play on the weekend, do they, in the opening round of the Premier League?
Manchester United will. I think Manchester United are down for a Monday game in the Premier League. I've got to check the draw.
Imagine our rugby league coaches, if you said to them, look, you're playing Wednesday, you're going to play Wednesday, and then you're going to play on the opening round.
And the game's in Skopje.
And travel.
Yeah, and travel.
Yeah.
Mind you, that'd be going well for them getting a million.
Although La Liga doesn't kick off on a weekend, so Real Madrid have got they've got a cup. Yeah. I think a home and away cup game before the cup tie before the league starts.
That's exciting, isn't it? I love it. I love when it all kicks off.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Absolutely brilliant.
It will be good. We're looking forward to it all. And we're going to delve a bit into your tips as well.
Mate, also, Barcelona, they did something special.
They did. Very special, actually. They flew the whole squad of Chapecoense over to Spain. Now, Chapecoense, as you may or may not remember, is that Brazilian club team that went down in the plane crash last November, and only three survivors. There's only one current player still playing for the club who was involved in the plane crash. And for Barca, look, Barca won the game 5-1, as expected. I can just imagine the noise when Chapecoense scored their one goal.
Yeah.
But, magnificent gesture from Barcelona, and Chapecoense are bouncing back.
Mossy, what do you have for breakfast? Like we just mentioned, your little, short black.
I have the big sports breakfast cereal.
You've got to come up with it. You've got to go to our Facebook page. I know you'd be working on this. Go and find out the correct ingredients, the weird and wackiest ingredients. So go to our website, bigsportsbreakfast.com.au. Then go to the Facebook page, the Big Sports Breakfast Facebook page, and come up with your ingredients. Strapping tape, halftime, oranges, meat pie, essence, banter, sweet, vitamins, bacon, leather, bacon. Berkey was involved in this.
I have only one problem with that. I struggle big time in the morning to get up, and the first thing I see is my face in the mirror. Then I got to look at a cereal box like that with TK and Slats's face on.
Is that what they call a double whammy?
It's the hat trick of whammies.
You enjoy yourself at Sydney FC training.
I will. Thank you, guys. See you tomorrow.
Phil Moss, our soccer expert, you stay with us. We're going to give you an update about all the drama and the controversy coming out of the World Athletic Championships, and we'll also chat Swannies. We'll take you to Canberra, Josh Hodgson, and Paul Gallen as our rugby league expert.